The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Led by the vision of comedy gold, fate brought to us two coy hosts. Their quick-witted humor and gracious yes ending aren't what we deserve, but what we all need. If dreams can't come true, explain to me how Riley and Jeff astonish every time when Tuesday morning comes. I'm lost in the world that spasm from their brains. The funniest pod of all.
I think this show would be better if we smoked during it. Cigarettes.
What do you mean? Neither of us smoke cigarettes.
I know, but I do think it would make the show better if we did.
Why do you think that?
I think it would add an elegance. I think it would add a, you know, obviously I don't condone, you know, smoking. Obviously it's bad for you, but
yes,
I do think we would look cooler.
No one can see us.
Right, but to each other.
You will never look any cooler than you do now, and well, you don't want to know how cool you look to me now.
How cool? I don't
that theme song that really put us in a very subdued mood.
I feel fantastic.
That was lovely. That was from that was from Lexel. And would you guess what year it's from? If you're thinking 2021, yes. So we got two theme songs from Lexel. We may have played this one before. It has been 3 years. But like we said, guys, we need more themes. That was beautiful. That was a rendition of the theme from Over the Garden Wall. Which I love. It's one of my favorite shows. And Lexel says, threw together two, well, bad theme songs, seeing as how you're in a song drought and all that. Oh, look at that. Even 3 years
some
ago.
Some things never change. It's like California.
The first one is a shout out to Over the Garden Wall, which I'm so glad Riley found and loved. The second is a callback to the Legoland app where Jeff sang, "You are my Lego brick," to the tune of Regina Vector Samson. I don't remember that, but that's hilarious. Decided to put some meat on. Okay, so we'll see. Maybe we'll play the next one. Maybe we'll play the Lego one next. And Lexel also says, if you do end up using one of these, I would love if you could plug my D&D discussion podcast I just started called Dungeons versus Dragons.
We think that
I
thing,
hope
do you think
that show
still
is still
it?
Going. So thank you so much for sending that in. Guys, theme songs. We love them. I cannot stress enough how desperately we need them. ReviewReviewShow@gmail.com. Please. I'm begging you.
I want to put a little thought in your mind right now, if you're listening at home.
Oh.
And her name is Riley. No, I want to put a little thought in your mind. Close your eyes.
Me?
Sure. Think about how desperate we are for songs, right? Oh. Right now, that inbox is empty.
Yes.
You could, and I'm not saying you should, but you could record quite literally anything.
Yes.
And call it a theme song. And it probably would be played. I mean, think about
100%.
Think about the people
that is so real
who have sent theme songs in during times when we had a backlog, you know?
Think about Tyler's
theme
songs.
Think about Tyler, you know?
We play Tyler's songs. If we can play Tyler's songs.
Right.
Listener, we'll play yours.
This is my ask for you. Give me a reason not to play Tyler's songs anymore. If we could keep the backlog always at least a couple weeks ahead,
yeah,
we'd never have to play one of his.
And I love Tyler.
I love Tyler. And his song. Well.
Alf, we haven't recorded in a minute.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Has that true?
Oh, well, true to form. What's new?
Oh, well. I feel fantastic. I was like,
what's new, babe? I've never called you babe a day in my life.
Disgusting.
Ew.
I'm good.
How's your tummy?
Well, my shitting and farting, if you must ask, is supremely extreme.
Is it still?
I think things have taken a turn for the better, I would say. But I would be lying if I said that the duck that I ate last night was a good choice.
My God.
But I fancied duck. And look, when daddy fancies a ducky, nothing
Ew!
Can be done-y. You know what I mean?
You're the most disgusting person I've ever spoken to.
But the problem is I was so fucking hungry. I know. I had so many days where I couldn't eat anything, you know, except like saltines. So like now that I'm like kind of okay again, I'm like boba, duck. I'm like all these foods which are like, it's a glass of milk with tapioca in it. Like I shouldn't be eating that with my stomach in the state
with
it's
my
in.
Duck.
With my to wash down my duck.
Duck washed down with boba.
Delicious. But enough about me. Oh, so I wish you wouldn't vape on the show. Could we talk about that?
I was burping.
You literally
not
looked,
vaping.
I know, but it looked like you leaned back. You like put your fist up to your mouth, like you're taking a fatty rip.
It did look like that. I'm good. I'm great.
No way.
I'm great.
Why is that? Why are you doing so much?
I'm good.
Why are you doing so much better?
Well, what's new? No, I'm good. My sister and nephew were in town for the week, and so I got to spend some time with them, which was very, very nice. We had a lot of fun.
Okay. No one doubted
you. I mean that
genuinely.
It was great. We went to the Santa Monica Pier today, which I haven't been. This is going to get very earnest. I haven't been to the Santa Monica Pier since I was like a teenager. But my sister, when I was my nephew's age, she took me there and we took photos together in like a little photo booth in the arcade.
Wait.
And so now today, us three, my nephew's eight, we took photos together in the same photo booth. So it was very, very sweet. It was very fun. We had a good time. The pier is very cute. I mean, it's like it's a great date spot. It's a great family outing spot.
If there's a nice gal, you know, and you don't want to take her to home, the homecoming. I guess piers feel old timey.
The fuck
to me.
Are you talking about? Like, it does. No, it does feel old timey. It does
it's
feel
like
old timey.
Back to the future. What's your favorite thing to do at a
what?
Like if you when something is like very when something feels like it's from the 1950s, I say it's very back to the future.
It's very back to the future.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really giving back to the future.
Have you guys seen Grease? It's very back to the future.
You were asking me something.
I was going to ask you a question, and it was the question that I was going to ask was that it, the question was that I was going to ask is what's your favorite thing to do with a pier?
Ferris wheel. Bueller. It's going to be the Ferris wheel. Go ahead and be the Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheels popped off.
We get on the Ferris wheel, and my nephew, I'm like, God, we are blood related. We get in the Ferris wheel. At first, they were excited, then they were nervous. And my nephew just goes, well, where are the seatbelts on here? There should be seatbelts.
I mean, if there was ever a doubt, you were related.
I am your aunt, 100%. But
how tall is the one there?
I do not have a unit of measurement for the Ferris wheel there.
It was that tall, huh?
No.
You don't, what do you mean? You don't feel confident
don't
eyeballing the Ferris wheel of the Santa Monica? Take a guess. I don't fucking know. You were literally on it.
I don't know the height.
You know how tall I am?
No.
Guess how tall I am. 40 foot.
6'2"?
6'1", thank you, though.
6'1".
And so how many me's was the Ferris wheel?
That's what I measure. Well, that's going to go ahead and be about, give or take, 15, 16 Alfreds?
Okay, so you think it was 15 or 16?
No, dude, I don't fucking know.
Take a I want your honest guess.
Are you looking
guess.
It up?
Yeah, and I want to see how close you are.
Okay.
You were on top. Okay, think about it. Think about it, right? I'm like 6 foot.
I am. Okay? I can't think, help like, but think about
a
it.
A normal, like, a football field, right? That's like 300 feet.
I hate this.
So it wasn't a football field
a
tall, probably.
I hate math. I hate
Take a
this.
Guess. Take a guess. Say a number. Otherwise, this bit will never end. This bit doesn't end.
Five.
Fuck off. Say a real number. Your earnest
that
guess.
That was real.
No, you didn't think it was 5 foot tall. Fuck off.
No, I meant five of you.
Five me's. 30 foot. You think it was only 30 foot tall?
No, it was taller. I hate this. It was 20 Alfreds.
Sorry, 20 Alfreds. So you think it was 100?
I don't fucking know.
No, 20 out. 20. Okay, now this is the real test. Can Alfred do mental math? No, so 20 Alfreds would be like 120 foot. Guess how tall Sanoka Pier is.
It's gonna be like 80. What is it?
130 feet.
Shut up.
So
I wasn't that far off.
See, trust your gut. You know what I mean? Women in STEM, like
what we were doing when we got to the pier, which then led to the topic of this episode, is that we rode the famous carousel at Santa Monica Pier, which is so fun. They restored it. It's beautiful. Flying horses. They also have a pig and a goat. The goat is what I rode, and I had a little tongue sticking out.
The goat is what I rode.
Alf called me while we were in line for the carousel.
It's true.
That's how we came up with today's ep. So
unlike all the other ones where we normally have like a really...
group tank.
We have a group tank about what we're going to do today.
Okay, Alf, talk to me about carousels.
Well, here's an interesting question for you. What's the difference between a carousel
and a merry-go-round?
And a merry-go-round.
Same thing.
Right? When I was a wee boy, I loved one. I don't get to go on them anymore, I don't think.
And not allowed.
I don't think a grown man unaccompanied is really allowed to do that sort of thing. And for good reason. I mean, I'm not really complaining. But when I was a kid, there was a ice cream parlor. Very Back to the Future. And there was a little not Ferris wheel, fuck it, Al. There was a little carousel in there that I remember being absolutely massive, right? Like dozens of animals. Like it took up the whole store. It was like this giant thing. Went back there. Four horses.
It's going to go ahead and be four horses.
Dinky. I've seen merry-go-rounds on playgrounds bigger than this fucking thing. And it just goes to show, you know, the mystery of life is the human experience of growing up big and then everything small.
Would you go for, when you go on a carousel, do you go for the bench? Do you go for the sleigh? Do you go for the stationary animals? Or do you go for the ones that go up and down?
I'm not thinking about any of that. I'm thinking about one thing when I get on a carousel. Hmm. What animal I like.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if it turns out that, like, there's a bear, right? And I'm riding the bear. And...
you wish.
And I'm not just... No. And and it's... doesn't move. It's a stationary one. That's fine with me, right? But then, you know, I'm riding the alpaca because that's the animal that was speaking to me that day. And that, like, does fucking barrel rolls, corkscrews, flies up and down all over. I'm fine with that, too. You know, I think I would want some... In an ideal world, my guy, my favorite animal I would pick would also be moving independently of the circular motion.
Yes.
Going up and down, it, like, kind of adds to the illusion, right? Of, like, I'm galloping.
Yeah.
You sort of went away for a minute, man. What's going on mentally? You really spaced out. You
I was
hit me with
about,
that fucking thousand yard stare.
It's because I was thinking about... I really did.
How long
that.
Was your stare? Guess. How many memes was that stare?
How many Alfreds was the stare? I was thinking about... I think when I was a kid, this is the first carousel I've ridden since I was a child. I was a kid, I also think that the animal I liked did trump the movement. But... On like today, there was, you know, there were all these horses, and then there was a goat with its tongue sticking out, and I
and that
thought,
spoke
well,
to you, yeah.
It did, but I also wanted to make sure
that it,
that it would independently move. Because if it didn't do that, then for me it's like, oh, well, there's something else. You know, it's like I need the thrill.
Right.
Carousels are, there's so many in this country, and like they're all, it's hey, like all preserved.
Hey,
or,
hey, don't cry.
No, it's just like there's so many carousels in the country.
Shouldn't have chugged that fucking Diet Coke before this podcast, man. You're going to be burping the whole night through.
The oldest stationary carousel in the world was built in 1780.
Zoetelore.
The first steam-powered carousel was invented in 1861.
Imagine.
And then the oldest in the country was made in 1884, and that is still around.
Steam-powered is fascinating. Imagine you get on a carousel, and there's just a guy shoveling coal into the steam boiler.
There's also, there's the different horses. The horses have different names on the carousel. There's a jumper, also called the gallopers, and those are the ones, it's usually has all 4 feet off the ground. The horses that move up and down are generally jumpers. A stander is at least
That's
3 feet on the
be.
Ground. And the king horses are usually standers.
That's, you would be a stander.
I would should be we get into
king
it?
King horse.
Oh, let's set an intention.
Yes. What's up with you today, huh? Let's do one.
This feels like like the beginning of the episode really set, like, this is going to be the, I'm trying to think of the word. It's not sultry and it's not cool. It's going to be the most aloof episode yet.
Ooh.
We're just so aloof. Like, there's something about carousels that it's like, yeah, I could sit on the jumper. I could sit on the stander. I'm still going around in a circle, you know?
Jumper, stander, and
hardly know her. We're still going around in a circle at the end of the day. You know, we'll get to our destination all together. So I guess it's, you know, do you want to start or should I?
Yeah. What did the nihilist use in the shower?
What?
An aloofah.
I can start. This is a review for the Santa Monica Pier Carousel, which I was at today. And it is 3 stars. From Alberto G.
Okay. Alberto. Great name.
3 stars from Alberto. Great name. Carousel with horses, indoors. Crossing the bridge next to a parking area, we are welcomed by the historic building that houses Santa Monica Merry-Go-Round, the horse carousel, a true piece of history from the years of great appeal, which has undergone a faithful renovation and for this reason still retains its charm. When the carousel is in operation, the 44 horses, each different from the other, together with a rabbit, a goat, and 2 sleighs, create an effect of great harmony. We would like to remember that. Unlike the others, the horses of the external circumference do not move. They are fixed. There's something about taking in the the harmony that is a carousel. That it's like all these different species, mostly horses. Basically just horses with 2 other kinds of animals. Mm. And there's a deep harmony in that that I thought was like that insight was very profound.
Well, and there seemed like Alberto seems to have a kind of like, the geometry of it, you know, the numbers, the number of horses, the symmetry, like there's a sort of geometric fascination in the beauty of it, you know.
If you guys know Sunday in the Park with George, you know that it is George Seurat. It's very
George Santos.
And he's obsessed with the Sunday in the Park painting, and it's, I'm forgetting what the actual name of the painting is, but it's like
it is Sunday en le Grand Jatte.
Yes, it's a pointillism. It's like he has to get it right, and he's missing everything else in his life. He's missing all the loves and being present to his life because he's so obsessed with getting everything in this painting. And I think that's like the energy of Alberto being like, 44 horses, 2 goats, 3 rams, perfect circumference, all in great harmony. I have to create the perfect merry-go-round for generations to come, but the distribution of the animals has to be just so. They cannot have one species dominating the rest. It does have to be horses, goats, pigs, rams, sheep together in harmony. A couple sleighs, they won't move. Some of the horses won't move either. They're going to be the kings. They're going to be the leaders, the standers. And the jumpers, well, I'll get to those in a minute. Okay, now I just have to keep...
Alberto. Alberto. Alberto, it's me. Maggie.
Yes, I know who you are. What do you want?
Sorry, you do remember, right? It's Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, the opera. I forgot.
Oh, it's so all right. Sorry. It's all right. I'm sure Bethany will go with me. It's no matter.
Okay, great. Have fun.
Oh.
Okay, so if there's three reindeer, well then one of them has to have the red nose. But if I have the Rudolph the red nose on one edge of the
circle, then I
can't. It's
all you did promise, though. Alberto.
Oh, but you did just say that.
You've missed before, and you did promise.
I did promise that I would do my best. And after all, you said that a girlfriend of yours could accompany you. Now, isn't that nice? I hope you two have a wonderful evening. Tell me all about it.
Well, it will be nice,
return.
But it would be nicer with you.
I have to finish the merry-go-round.
It's been 3 years. Al, it's been 3 years.
It's not quite finished. It will tell me when it's done. And it hasn't made a peep.
How many more can you add?
Well,
it's like Noah's Ark on there, full to the brim, to the bursting with beasts.
I can add an ox and maybe a tortoise. But if I add a tortoise, which would be stationary, I'd have to add other amphibians as well. And I don't know if there's room for that. So I could make the circumference bigger and then I could add all different. Would that throw it off? Maggie, don't let me keep you up. If you want to go to the opera, go to the opera.
I will.
Give my best to Amy,
you know, Alberto,
Amy,
the great irony of your life. You spend so much time obsessed with your carousels that you forget that life keeps revolving, going around without you. Good evening.
Maggie.
Good
Maggie,
evening,
no,
I said.
Maggie.
Good evening.
Maggie! Damn. I hope she comes back.
At the opera? Hi, Bethany.
Oh, Maggie, darling, thank you for the last-minute invitation. I'm so sad that Alberto couldn't make it.
Well, big surprise. It's fine. I'm glad you could come.
Still working on the carousel?
Oh, don't I know it. Yes, I mean, seems to be every day now. I mean, it used to be.
What? He's missed 3 operas, a baby shower, 2 weddings, and a christening.
Don't forget the funeral. I know. It's getting worse, I think.
And his own father, nonetheless.
Well,
he couldn't even show up for that.
I know. I mean, and, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it makes, you know, missing a performance of La Bohème seem immaterial, but
better be one hell of a carousel.
Yeah.
Pardon my French.
No, I mean, for all my quibbles with a man, you can't argue with this carousel. I mean, it's fantastic. It really is, and it's part of what made me fall in love with him to begin with, but.
But are your needs being met?
No.
Do you feel valued? No. It was a quick no, Maggie.
Well,
very quick no. Lightning speed.
I think that's telling. No?
It's incredibly telling. Why are you with him, my darling?
He's a genius, and I worry that without me, he'll never finish.
And that's worth it to you? To stay?
Well, you know what they say. Behind every great carousel is a jilted lover. Supporting.
They do say that. They do say that.
Oh, sorry, it's starting. Hang on. We'll talk at intermission.
Wait, Maggie.
What?
Maggie, if you aren't happy, tell him.
Oh, I can't. It's not that simple.
Be direct. No,
you don't know him like I know him. You can't just talk to him about your feelings. He'll get spooked. He'll run away. I mean,
Try it. Take a new tactic. Maybe show up in your brassiere one day.
Oh,
I don't know.
You're
something
ridiculous.
To,
my brassiere.
No, something to snap him out of it.
Oh, how French
everyone
of you. Oh, be quiet, will you? Stop shushing us. You're being louder with your shushing than we are with our talking. Okay. I'll try anything at this point. Brassiere
or... And it doesn't have to. You don't have to latch on. It doesn't have to. I was just saying as an option to shock him a bit.
Okay. Fine.
Let me know how it goes. I have nothing else going on in my life.
How's your husband, by the way?
He's dead.
Oh, we should watch. So no, I'm sorry. The aria is starting. We should watch.
Of course.
We should watch.
Come back 3 hours later.
Oh, thank God, intermission's here.
Oh, Christ. So I.
That first act dragged.
Dragged. Cut to the later that night at the studio. Now that I've added the tortoise, now everything's a mess. If I'm going to add the cats, are they going to be jumping? Hello, Maggie. Yes, I need a bit more time, and then I'll hear all about the opera. I promise. I need to figure out where to put these cats.
Is anything different about me? She's wearing horse-themed lingerie and a horse
with
head.
One of the heads. Maggie, Jesus Christ on high. Oh, my God. You scared the daylights out of me. Maggie, what are you doing?
Takes the head off.
That Ironic. Is our lead jumper. You have to put that back. How did you even get that? Maggie, that is so irresponsible of you.
You know, that's the first time you've looked me in the eye in months.
Well, gosh, Maggie, you're wearing hardly anything at all. What's gotten into you?
Thought I might give you a shock. Remind you what it is you're missing. Up here with your little carving tools and cogs and wheels.
Maggie, you know this is my work, my passion, to bring a carousel to Rapid Falls.
Let me ask you a question. What does a carousel bring?
Well, it brings joy, it brings wonder, it brings amusement, certainly. It brings harmony, when done just so, having all of the animals arranged in a particular pattern going up and down, to and fro, but in a never-ending loop. But it will end 3 minutes, four tops, and you will arrive back from whence you came.
And what happens?
A bit more joyful. What?
What happens when a little girl gets on with her ice cream cone and the ice cream falls off and now there's a chocolate stain on one of the horses?
Oh, well, that is a great question. I've already told the attendant that no food or children will be allowed on the carousel.
What happens when the attendant gets drunk and he accidentally drops a cigarette and one of the horses gets a burn mark on it? Hmm? What happens when a worker with muddy boots takes his daughter to the carousel and, you know, the muddy
boots
get all over
it? Like I've just said, children are not allowed. Children and food are not allowed on the carousel.
But that's the point. That's the point, Alberto. Your carousel, it's not for them. It's for you.
Of course it's for them. It's for people.
It was never about Rapid Falls. It was never about the community, the spirit. It's about you. Your ego.
Oh, come now, Maggie.
I see now. I've been barking up a tree. The wrong one, at that. For quite some time.
Maggie, come along.
No.
You know when we got together. You said that when we got together and we consummated our relationship, you said how much you loved my passion for what I do.
Of course I did.
How inspiring that was to you.
It was, and it is. Well, it will be forever, but just
no. No, Maggie.
From afar.
Magatha, my darling, Magatha, no, you cannot leave. Magatha.
Surprised you would even notice.
Magatha. I care about you very much.
Unbelievable.
What?
Can't even say it.
I literally am enamored with you, my darling. You cannot leave. You are my partner.
Man.
You are my
Alberto. What if there was a fire tonight in the studio? One of your many kerosene
Don't
torches.
Threaten that. Don't.
You could only save one thing.
Maggie,
me?
Now you're sounding crazy. You're
your
sounding
Magatha,
hysterical.
Your dear Maggie, or your carousel?
What are you, on your monthlies? What is Whoa. Going on with you?
Oh, Alberto, I mean, you know, you...
Well, I wouldn't
you're
save
angry
you,
at
Maggie,
me,
because you are a human and you would be able to run down the fire
you.
Escape.
I pity
but my
you, I
horses,
really do.
My doves, my geese, my pigs, my
Goodbye.
Turtles, and my cats. Maggie, no.
Alberto,
Maggie,
I'm...
Maggie.
Going to find a different... Man,
what,
a
do
man
I,
who
what do I have to say
hobby,
to get you to stay? What do I have to say obsession. To get you to stay? What do I have to say to get you to stay?
You have to say a magic spell.
I'll say anything.
That goes back in time 3 years.
A magic spell that goes back in time 3 years and gives me the last.
You're missing the point a bit.
That's what you told me to say.
You
said, say a magic spell
Goodbye.
That goes back. No, Maggie.
I'm staying at Bethany's for
Maggie,
a while.
Wait, Maggie, I will say anything. I thought that was what
say
we were doing.
Say you love me.
You love me.
Right, you are a child. A child with an incredible ability. Don't.
Don't what?
I can see it in your eyes. You're going to start crying. Sad little man.
That's allergies, Maggie. You know I don't do that.
No, I know.
I do, you know, feel that way.
I'm over it. I'm done. Goodbye. I'll see you in another life.
Maggie, if you ever want to come by the carousel, I designed one of the creatures with you in mind. You're a big source of inspiration for me. It's the lead stander.
I might just do that, Al. I might just do that. Cut to 40 years later. She's with her
Welcome,
grandchildren.
Come all to the grand unveiling of Alberto Great Last Name's famous Rapid Falls Carousel.
You know, I used to know him. That's right, Sammy.
Oh, you knew the guy who made the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take this one.
Look at him go. Guess he changed his mind about letting the kids on. Ah, she picked the ox. Nice and strong. It's a shame he didn't live to see this. See this day.
Excuse me, ma'am. The ride's about to start. Would you like to get up? We have the lead stander right here.
For me, I don't think.
Oh no! The creator before he died, he actually wrote out something very clearly. We're just pasting it up on the wall here. It says, "Thanks to Magatha for everything. Children and food will now be permitted on the Wheel of Harmony."
Oh, that stubborn man.
And
really
Magatha, it reads, "Go to row 16. The lead stander will be waiting for you there."
My God, there's
That's
so
a very specific engraving to have for this carousel.
So many
I
animals.
Wonder who Magatha must be. Must be someone very special.
She was indeed. Okay, row 14, 15.
Oh, you crazy, crazy bastard.
It's just a horse that, with a human face. Her face perfectly carved into wood.
In lingerie.
You freaky, freaky man. I don't know how they let you do that.
Let's do our next scene.
Hey, would you like it if I read one?
I would love it.
This is for the Golden Carousel, Queen's Walk, London.
You're obsessed with London.
It's a hard knock life. This is from John W.
John Wayne.
John Wayne says, 5 stars. Magical at Christmas. Even though I normally hate street performers. The ones there were
even though I normally hate
captivating.
Christmas. Sorry, go back. I was just thinking about Scrooge. And by Scrooge, I don't mean Scrooge. Who the fuck am I thinking of?
Girl, I don't know. I mean, Scrooge does hate Christmas.
That's who I'm thinking of. Never mind. Never mind.
That was what you fucking stepped on my review for? For you to go, Scrooge, no, yes. Magical at Christmas, even though I normally hate street performers, the ones there were rather captivating.
That's it?
That's it.
About a carousel?
Yes. I guess there are street performers there.
So you picked a review for a carousel that had nothing to do with the carousel, and it was about street performers?
There's only so much. There's only so much carousel content. One person can, I can do another if you don't like that one.
No, let's do another one. We're going to do the one about the street performers.
No, let's do another one.
No, let's do the one about the street performers. Okay, let's start a street performer scene.
What the fuck? Okay, here's one. Here's one for you. Let's start a street performer scene. Okay, so I'm a mime, and I'm covered in fucking paint, right? Because that's what mimes look like. Like, you're also a mime, and we're, like, in a park, right?
Okay.
So that's the fucking setup, okay?
Okay.
Right? Okay. And my
mime... Yeah, perfect. We're mimes for an audio medium. Yeah, I know.
My mime's, like, eating an apple or something, but, like, not a real one. And you're, like... Psst, and like you're
don't tell me don't start.
Okay, fine,
don't.
I'm eating the apple.
Okay, you're eating the apple. And I lean over, all this is without words, I lean over and I kind of mouth like, psst, any could save me some,
and I'm like,
and then I fake laugh, I do like the big belly laugh and the hand like, oh,
and I'm like, no, this is just for me, but I'm not joking, I'm being serious, I'm like, don't want you to have any of the fake apple.
I reach over, I pretend, I grab the fake apple in my
hand, I hit you really hard on the hand though, like I slap your hand like way too hard, like the people in the crowd are like uncomfortable with how hard I just hit your hand. It's like, whoa, did they know each other like that?
Oh,
like, oh. I'm still trying to eat the apple.
I, out of my pocket, I take out a, I nurse my hand, I like give it a little kiss, I like really milk it for the audience and being like, ow, ow, ow. And then I, out of my pocket, I take out a banana and I pretend to peel, it's a fake banana, it's a mime, because I'm a mime, I pretend to peel it. And then I start eating it, and I go, oh, okay. You know, it's like, all is well, all is well. He has an apple, I have a banana.
My mime, like, I take the palm of my hand, and I, like, mime jam the banana in the back of your throat, choke on it. But I, like, I do it, like, a little hard, and you're like, oh.
Everyone's laughing. Everyone thinks that, like, we're working together and that we've known each other.
But I fucking hate you.
And I...
My mime, like, fucking hates your mime.
I choke a little bit. I look at you, and I pretend spit really hard, like, spit with a lot of velocity into your head, and people are, like, they're, like, raffle-coptering. They're, like, think it's the funniest thing they've ever
seen. I flip you off, and I mean it. Like, I really mean it. Like, I want it to
hurt
your feelings.
The crowd goes silent.
And then
the crowd goes completely silent.
I spit for real on you. I, like... Like a fucking Western spittoon, just like, boing, like right in the middle of your forehead.
The crowd is dead quiet. Everyone's on bated breath, like watching. They're like, whoa, he really escalated.
See what they do with that one, the fuckers.
And I really take a long beat. I look at you. I look at the crowd. And I start to cry for real.
Oh,
fat
no.
Tears. Rolling down my cheeks, but no one can tell. No one can tell if it's real. They're like, "Oh my god, wait!"
The makeup's like getting fucked up because of all this crying.
And I am like, but I'm not even like heaving. I'm not like, I'm like, I'm just standing there. Like it's
stone
like a movie,
face.
Like stone face and fat like tears a movie, rolling down my cheeks.
Yeah, like from a movie.
Like from a movie.
Okay, I guess my mime is like feeling bad.
The crowd
now.
Then looks to you like, "Oh, you really fucked up."
I guess like I'm for the first time all day, we see like my mime like have a shred of humanity, and I like pull out like a fake handkerchief, right, like a air handkerchief, and I like, reach over and I dab your tears, and like the audience is like gasping because the tears are like actually going away, even though there's no real handkerchief.
As you're doing that, I mime lick my finger. But and then I mime giving you a wet willy and I stop crying. And
then,
the audience goes crazy. They're laughing so hard.
And then
they love
it. I hit you for real in the head so hard. Closed fist. Just don't you. And I like speak now. My mime like starts talking. He says, don't fucking do that. That's gross. You could give me an ear infection.
I'm like cowering, like, oh my god. I'm miming, like, whoa, I'm seeing stars, like the little birds and stars flying around my head. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I get up. I lick my other finger. I do it in your other ear. And then I take a couple steps back in preparation that you might hit me again. And the audience is loving it. Now they're all laughing at ear mime.
I'm still, my mime's given up. He's talking fully now. He's like, I said don't fucking do that. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The big belly laugh with no sound. Like, and the audience is dying. All the kids are like, do it again, do it again. Like, the audience is loving it. They think it's a funny, they think it's a bit. They think that it's a really good bit.
I charge at you full speed and knock you to the ground. Your mime is fucking toast. He's sprawled on the ground. I'm like standing over and I'm like, I said don't fucking do that.
I mime punch you in the balls.
I for real collapse.
They're like, everyone in the audience, it's like, it's now becoming a medical concern how much and how hard they're laughing, because like they can't stop.
Right.
They're like, they're laughing so hard that it's like they actually don't find it funny anymore, but they're scared how much they're laughing.
Okay. I guess I throw up for real on the ground. But it's like I'm throwing up for real, but there are ribbons in there.
Uh-huh.
Like I just like maybe ate some ribbons.
Yeah.
Like a stick of dog would do.
Yeah, like a
around
dog.
Around the house, like a foreign object. Yeah,
like a dog would do.
Yeah, right. Like if you left ribbons around the house and then a dog
and
ate
the dog
them,
would eat
and
it.
Then the dog threw it up, it looks like that.
It looks like that, okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like pissed,
yeah.
So like really mad.
I mime a gun, and I shoot a fake warning shot at right in front of one of your toes. And then I do like the, like to the smoke coming out of it.
I start screaming.
The audience is also very scared. It's mimed. But also, even if it's a fake gun, but you did see like a bullet hit like the dirt below you. Like there was
like
a
pop of dirt. Yeah. Yes. I'm like, whoa, man. Yeah. I didn't fucking mean. Yo, it's not worth it, man. It doesn't have to be like this, man. Like, it's okay. We're cool.
Audience is still laughing, but they don't want to be. They're crying. But not like laughing, like, oh my God, I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying. It's like they're crying. They're like, please stop this.
This is my turf, man. That's all it was. It's like, this is where I've been coming here for years. I do my mime here every weekend. You're the new guy. I'm sorry. I was threatened. I reacted. It's okay. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. You can have it. You can have this spot. This could be your spot now. I'll find another spot. It's cool. We're cool. Put the gun down, man. Okay, man?
I mime put the gun back in my pocket.
Fuck, okay.
I walk over to you slowly.
Shit.
And I hold out my hand, like waiting for you to put something in my hand.
What is that, money?
Shake my head.
You don't want money. Okay. Not my miming license.
I mime like, I'm hungry.
Oh,
like, I'm like rubbing my belly.
Oh, fuck. He thinks I'm going to give him this fucking apple. Come closer. I like beckon him closer.
One step closer.
Closer than that.
I'm holding out my hand and I shake my head. I said, no, this is as far as I'll go.
I take a step closer.
I'm waiting. I take out the mime gun again. Like, don't.
I put my hands up. And I point at my pocket. I'm like, you gotta grab it.
I nod my head, yes.
I say, I'm not grabbing it for you. Reach in there and get the apple if you want it so fucking bad.
I look into the audience and I see a teenage girl who's laughing really hard. I give her the mime gun and have her point it at you for like to make sure that if anything happens, she'll get you. And she's laughing so hard,
okay.
But she's like, okay.
My mime's like, phew, I thought you were going to make her grab it. And I was going to go to jail.
No. So I go a step closer. I hold my hands up too. Like, that's all I have.
We're holding our hands up.
That's all I have. We're holding our hands up. I point at your pocket. Like,
I'm like,
yep,
reach in there. Reach in there, man. Go in there. Grab it.
I put my hand in your pocket.
Okay. Boom. Knife. Oh. Side. Stabbed. Fell for it. Fucking oldest trick in the book. Fucking idiot.
Girl in the crowd gets so startled that she doesn't mean to pull the trigger.
I whip around, block the bullet with your body.
I'm still alive. I'm not dead.
No.
So I'm taking out another gun.
Oh, fuck, yet another one.
Shoot it at your foot, and I hit your foot. I go, and I'm miming, tending to my side wound.
Oh, we're cool, man. We're cool. We're cool.
I shake my head.
No, we're cool. We're cool. We're even now. We're even now. I just had to get you back, man.
Bazooka.
I just had to... You serious? There's kids here, man. Come on. Come on. Collateral of
the
that,
The audience
man.
Is all dead. They've laughed themselves to death. Oh, they're all dead. They've laughed so hard, they're all dead.
Okay. Okay.
I'm aiming the bazooka at you as I go around to the audience, and I'm just like, I'm like giving my blessing. I'm like, it's okay. You can, you're safe. You're good. I aim the bazooka at you.
I put up a finger. I'm like, wait. I reach into my back pocket. I grab an apple. I look you dead in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
I take one last big fucking juicy fucking dripping oozy goosey bite.
I shoot.
I explode into a million fucking pieces. My mom's dead as hell.
My mime is bleeding, imaginary bleeding, but it's for somehow real. Mm. And then I move on to the next city. And so it goes.
Yeah, my mime stays like forever dead.
Should we do another one?
You didn't. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You have do you have time for one more?
Yeah, I
guess. This is 4 stars. This is for the Flying Horses, which is the oldest carousel in the country.
Oh, you probably remember it being built then, huh?
There is a review. I'm not going to use it, but it does say, brings me back to my childhood. I'm like, how old are you?
Didn't you say it was built like the 1800s?
I sure, 18, like 86 or something like that.
Screaming.
Okay. Oh, so a big thing with this one is that there's also like a game you can do where it's like, there's a ring on the wall opposite the thing. And like, if you grab it, then you're the winner. But it's like, you have to grab it as the thing is spinning. So it's like people are trying to grab this golden ring as the carousel is going.
As anyway. Carousels weren't fun enough already.
This is 5 stars from David P.
David Pangoliath.
David what?
Pandgoliath.
David Pandgoliath. 5 stars. Remember, this is oldest. It's like it's with a bunch of other old timey, really Back to the Future style arcade games.
Oh, nice.
And 5 stars. Great for kids. Poor cell reception for adults. LOL. Huh. That's it.
Try and play fucking Candy Crush. All his kid is on the carousel.
Having a day out with your kids. Everything's great. But I can't remove myself emotionally. And so that's hard.
It's like part of me wants to be watching my kids play, but a bigger part of me wants to be dissociating on my phone.
Yes, yes.
Doom scrolling.
Sir, I hear those concerns, but a big part of our park actually is that on purpose, we have no Wi-Fi because it's like, you know, we want it to be immersive to the point where, you know, in 1886, they didn't have Wi-Fi. So it's really about we want to encourage you to be present. Enjoy the park. Enjoy
I hear
the
you.
Games.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I really do. You're just doing your job, right?
Yes.
Right. Like,
and I love it. God, I mean, best job in the world. Can I tell you what? Best job in the world.
Probably not. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure you like it. I'm just doing my job, too, man. You know, like, I'm just trying to pay the bills. I mean, how the hell, you know, these tickets, you guys, you don't fucking charge $18.39 prices or whatever, I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. So I got to make the money somehow, right? You're with me, right?
Sure.
So how do you think I can...
But it is a Sunday.
Right. Oh, sorry. You think the whole world doesn't work on Sundays, right?
Well, I'm just saying, from what I would imagine, if you're the breadwinner... You know,
what,
you
waiting for the bus? The bus pulls up, you go, you'd say to the bus driver, holy shit, you're working on a Sunday?
Sir, I don't, please, at least, tone down the language. We are...
I'm a pastor, if you must know. So yeah, I work on Sundays.
I didn't know pastors made that much money.
Well, if they're good at it, they do.
Oh, okay, great. Well,
got a pretty big flock.
You're only here for so many hours with your kids. So
thank you.
Why don't you just enjoy? That wasn't a compliment or anything. Why don't you just enjoy the time?
I'm trying to, but there's kind of a situation at the church right now, you know, and I'm trying to deal with it, right? Okay? Service was not smooth this morning, and I'm trying to deal with it. So, well, and I thought I could bring my kids here, keep them entertained, you know, take their mind off of everything, and I could focus on crisis management. But apparently, you guys haven't heard of a Verizon signal booster.
Well, like I'm saying, sir, we have different jobs. Our job here is to ensure that people are really not spending time on their phones. So if you knew there was going to be an issue at work,
you must have a room.
Well, of course, we have stuff available.
Can I
go to the room? No, sir, you cannot.
Unbelievable.
Sir, I just operate the carousel. You don't need to be taking these kind of things up with me. But you talk to my manager, they'll tell you the same thing. They will tell you the same thing.
Then go get them.
I'll go get her.
I said them. Go get him.
No, you didn't. I said him.
My church is very progressive.
Marlene, we got some guy about the Wi-Fi. Oh, God, another one talking about the Wi-Fi. Hello, we don't have it. Thank you. Enjoy the carousel.
You're Marlene?
You're asking?
Sorry,
What are you, the IRS?
Sorry, I knew another Marlene.
That's nice.
In a different life.
Get on the carousel and then get off and then go home.
Spaghetti? Never mind.
Oh, she's my favorite housewife. I remember when she joined the franchise, I was so excited to have another Marlene on television.
Who are the other
you
Marlenes
don't see
on television?
Many. Well, I was on the local news once, so I consider myself
Marlene
on TV.
You seem like a really
I didn't win the science fair, but I was in a 10-car pileup outside of the science fair, and so that is why they interviewed me for 17 seconds.
I don't think you should have been driving. If you were
who said I was driving?
Oh, I guess that's fair. Look, I've got a crisis going on, okay? And I just was saying to what was your name?
Max.
I was saying to Max, more like Min, here that I have
the fuck?
An important crisis that I'm supposed to be dealing with, and Max won't let me use your cell phone room or whatever.
Oh, it's off limits to guests. Max is just doing his job.
How much?
What was that move you just did with your hands?
It was a hint.
How much money?
Yes.
Are you bribing me?
If you wanted me to be.
And Marlene, this man is a pastor. I just want you to know. Oh, why it's Sunday? What are you doing at the world's oldest carousel?
I thought it would be a nice treat. Clearly, I was wrong.
Well, if there's a crisis, shouldn't you go deal with it?
I'm trying to deal with it remotely. We decided that it would be better if I
wasn't... Oh, so you don't care that much about your job?
No, I care very...
Or his family. He doesn't even want to be here with his family.
How dare you? How
Well, you're
dare
trying to be
you?
On your phone all the time, sir.
There are emails flying in that I'm trying to deal with right now.
It seems like he doesn't really want to be present to either thing. Yeah, it seems like he doesn't want to be here with his family, but he also doesn't want to be at work.
Aiden.
What do you care about?
Aiden, we're going. Get your sister. We're going.
No, Dad, I haven't even gotten to ride the ox.
I know, but unfortunately, Max and Marlene over here had different plans.
So he cares more about the job than the kids. He doesn't care about his kids at all. That's very apparent. He's going to rip them away from a day of fun so that he can deal with whatever's going
on. All of God's children are my children, okay?
That doesn't mean anything.
I hope you
So you're God?
Have a...
Sorry. So you're God?
He created us in his image, did he not?
You're a bad pastor.
I am hearing that a lot lately.
May I ask, what's the issue at the church?
You may not.
Is it a cash thing? It
certainly is.
Okay. Does it involve you directly?
Absolutely.
That's why all the emails. I think he's stealing money.
They're trying.
they're trying to fuck me.
Sir, you have to leave.
I built that place from nothing, and now they are trying to fuck me.
Sir, you have to leave now.
We were all
now.
In on it. Everybody was skimming from the top. Okay, it wasn't just me. Now they're trying to put the whole fucking thing on me. I said,
Dad.
Fuck you. So I came here.
Dad!
They don't know I'm here. I'm just trying to upload some documents, okay? It'll show you the truth. It'll show
Dad,
everybody the truth.
Dad!
Okay, sweetie. Daddy's going to go away for a while, probably. Probably going to go to jail for quite
Cop
a while.
Cars showing
but
up.
hopefully, Uncle Pete will also be in jail. So that'll be a fucking blessing, won't it? Rat
Cut
fucker.
To- 3 years later, he and Uncle Pete are sharing a cell.
I don't know why they put us together.
I said it was room shortages.
You look good.
Wish I could say the same.
Bet you do.
You look tired.
I am. Prison is tiring.
You look poor.
I am. They took everything.
Took everything.
Because it was illegal that I had it.
Why'd you take it?
Greed?
Mm.
I wanted more money, and it seemed like the easiest way to get it was to take it. And I didn't think that I would get caught.
Mm.
And I was. Because somebody ratted.
Well, they said plea deal. And so I told them everything. But then they said, psych, and they showed that their fingers were crossed. And so then I'm like, oh, the egg's on
you
my
face.
You didn't
sign anything before you told them?
No. Why? Because they said we promised.
Yeah. God, I don't know. I don't know why.
And so then I thought, oh, well, if they promise, they're not going to break that.
Yeah. Well,
are you mad at me?
No. Honestly.
Really? Because you seemed upset.
I am upset. I never said I wasn't upset.
At me?
No. Not anymore. I was. 3 years ago? Fuck. You and me in this cell right now 3 years ago would end the whole different story. But honestly, now I'm mad at myself. I mean, it goes back to your question, right? Why'd I do it? I don't know. Right? I had a fine life. I had a wife. I had kids. You know, I was a pastor of a small, but, you know, tight-knit.
Lucrative.
Dedicated, no, but you know, we got by.
Lucrative church.
It was lucrative, yes. And then you came along
because you took all the money.
No, this was before I took the money. I don't know why I'm even talking to you. But
then
this.
I came along and helped.
Helped, yeah, that's what you did. You helped. Helped me.
You're still mad at me. I can feel it.
Help the feds. I'm not. I really am not mad at you. I made peace with it. Petey, it's been 3 long years. I actually,
if you were me, you would have done the same thing.
Honestly, who knows? I mean, I'll never know, you know, and maybe that's true. I've, you know, in the last 3 years, I've actually found religion in here.
You didn't have it before?
No, not really. I thought
that checks out.
I thought I did, right? I thought I did. I didn't.
And did you even think that?
Honestly, I don't think I thought about it.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I thought.
I think I
that
took it
sense.
For granted that I did,
yeah.
But I didn't. But now I
right.
do, and I think I've learned to forgive you. So,
you think you have, or you did for sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
but
so
I
you
think
weren't
so.
Even right. So you weren't even you weren't li- you were lying about that. Everyone's lying to me, which is very interesting.
Have you found anything?
I'm
in
interested
here?
By
have
that.
You changed. Have you been changed?
I guess I'm a little bit more aware of my surroundings and that things aren't always as they seem.
That is a positive, I think.
Because, you know, the feds, they said, we promise you will be good. And then they didn't hold that up.
Did your sister and ever so then, visit?
our sister?
You were my brother-in-law.
Oh, that's
buddy.
Right.
In-law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess it's confusing because it's like, if then I'm your brother, wouldn't she also be your sister?
No.
So then why do we call it brothers-in-law? Because then it's like, your parents are my parents too?
No, buddy.
Because if but
so
if
she doesn't
my
visit.
Parents,
she doesn't visit.
My parents are right. your parents-in-law.
That's true.
So then she would also be your sister.
No, because she was my wife.
I know, but then why do we call it that?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. She doesn't visit me. That's all.
She visits me.
I'm glad.
She
doing okay?
Yeah, she baked me something and was like, you know, there's a key, but I didn't believe that, so I told her to leave it.
Where did she leave it?
She brought it home because she brought it home with her because I told her, stop lying. I don't like that.
You should be nicer to her. She's a really good
egg. She told me not to talk to you anymore.
Honestly, sage advice.
But I have nothing else to do.
I'm gonna stop talking to you.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, come no,
I
on.
Am. I am, buddy.
No.
I am. Yeah, this is bad for me. I've
no,
been
No, what have yeah, I even
I've been
said?
Doing a lot of work and this is I feel like you're taking me back.
What did I do?
To that place where I needed to take the money to feel whole and I
just because
I don't like
you
that
don't
version
like me?
Of, yes, honestly, and you remind me of the things I don't like about myself and the past and I'm really about the future now. So respectfully for the next however long we're in the
so
cell
you
together.
You are
let's
mad
just...
at me. So you are mad at me.
Guard.
Guard's like, it sounds like you're mad at him.
Fuck's sake.
Should we do our last segment?
Aye, Captain.
This shook me all week long.
Zoot-da-doo, zoot-da-doo, zoot-da-doo-da-doo.
I have one.
What's your dirty little secret?
My dirty, stinky little secret.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Is that I've started playing Fallout.
Which one?
4.
Interesting. Do you like?
I do. I like it so much so that I thought...
Boston.
What?
Boston.
I like it so much so that... I played being like, I'm just going to play for like half an hour. I just wanted to start it because then Dane and I had someone to be. Wouldn't you know I play? Oh, suddenly I'm like, why did my eyes hurt? It was 2 hours. I was playing for 2 hours. And
you're such a crazy gamer.
It's very fun. And I'll tell
you. What are you?
I started it because the Xbox. I started it because the trailer. I've seen the posters for the Fallout series.
Oh, for the TV show. Yes.
Which I've heard is very good. And the lead actress, I'm forgetting her name, but she's in Yellow Jackets, and I love her. And
Betty Davis.
So I'm like, you know what? Nope. And I want to start Joan Crawford. Oh, and right. I wanted to start playing. And they had a deal on Xbox. I think the game itself was $39.99. Got it for $9.99, probably because it was
stealing.
Like, probably because it was at the time of release of the series that they're like, these fuckers want to play.
Well, if that game
but
is
here's
like 8 years
what's
old.
Shaking me. No one told me there was a dog in it.
Oh, yeah.
No one told me that there's a dog in it.
So no one told you there was gonna be
a dog in Fallout. Is that, like, you know, you get out of the vault and then there's a dog and then that dog's your friend and dog follows you around.
Forever, if
and
you
now,
like.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, at first I was alone. I was a rogue agent. I'm trying to find my son. My husband was killed. I'm trying to just sneak it in the wasteland. But now I have a dog with me. And I love me as Riley. I love dogs so much that even this fake ass pixel dog, I am scared for its well-being. And so now I feel like I have another responsibility in the game.
Maybe leave
like,
the dog somewhere, like
home. I leave the dog. Yeah. We're going somewhere, and I tell the dog to stay, and I want to make sure it's okay. Does the dog have health points? Can the dog die?
I believe so.
That's horrible.
I think so. Yes, I think the
that's
dog can
horrible
die.
Because now
might,
because I don't
need
want
to fact
the dog
check.
To
it's been
leave.
A long time since I played that game.
I don't want the dog to leave, but I also don't want the dog to die. I like having a little buddy.
Yes, I think he
Does he? But it's not going to be the same one.
Maybe he doesn't die. Maybe he can't die.
Because I was in a battle with somebody and he started attacking the dog, and the dog helped me kill the guy. But I don't know if the dog can die, because the dude was hitting the dog.
I mean, if he was hitting it, it can probably die, right?
But oh, that's what I was thinking, but what?
The dog cannot die.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. That is huge for me. Because now I feel like I can play for myself and I don't have like a child with me.
Yeah. Cannot be killed. That dog is meat cannot.
His name is Dog Meat?
Apparently that's his name.
That's amazing.
The Fallout Wikipedia.
Also, I'm such a scared weenie baby that at first, oh, look at him. At first, when the giant cockroaches, if you guys have not played Fallout, this is so not interesting. When the giant cockroaches come out at first, when you like get out of the chamber, scared the shit out of me. And I was playing in like first person point of view. I had to then start playing like
third person.
Third person because it was too scary for me. When they look really fun at you, they're like, anyway, so I'm having a really good time. I love the old timey music. It's very Back to the Future.
Yes.
So I'm really liking it, and I'll probably play more tonight. I'm having a blast, and I'm excited to see the series.
Hell yeah!
Because I've always wanted to play because I really like the aesthetic of like the retrofuturism. I really like that. That's very fun and appealing to me, and I'm having a good time. And people have warned me that I would have a crush on Ghoul. people, which actually, like, I saw the trailer for the show and I'm like, that looks really fun. And then I think either in the Discord or on Reddit, I think it was on Reddit, someone posted Ghoul and was like, Riley's gonna have a crush on him. And then I said, I'm gonna start playing. And someone responded, you can fuck him in the game. And so,
come on now.
I'll probably have a crush on him, knowing me. Anyway, that's what's shaking me is Fallout. Very fun. If you guys have any recommendations, I'm starting with 4. Because that's what I've read that that's one of the better ones. But if you guys have any recs on what ones I should play next.
I mean, I loved New Vegas. I played.
Okay.
I played New Vegas. I played 3. I played the original 2 a long time ago now. They're great games, man. It's great lore.
Where does New Vegas fall? In the timeline of
In the timeline, I mean, I'm sure someone out there is screaming.
When
right
was
now.
It released?
New Vegas, I want to say it was 2010. Mm. It was before Fallout. Fallout 4 is the most recent one, I think, except for didn't they do like a
76?
Yeah, like the MMO one.
What's MMO?
Massively multiplayer online gaming.
You're a nerd.
Yes. yeah, I think New Vegas was like 2010, 3 was like 2007, something like that. But I think they hold up. I mean, they're really fun. It's such a kind of fun premise, right? Like,
yeah.
The aesthetic of it is so appealing. Like the kind of retro futurist kind of stuff is so like,
yeah. So everything I just said, yeah.
So yummy.
Everything I just said, the aesthetic
right.
of it.
Like, yeah, so yeah, I'm just yeah, trying to like fucking features. Validate you. Man.
I will
like,
say I saw a clip of like from the show of the bomb like starting to be that my existential dread and anxiety was very hard. Even in the beginning of the game when it's like the bombs have been dropped, you're seeing like the news that scared the absolute shit out of me.
It is creepy.
Yeah, it's I hate it
for sure.
What's been shaking your ass?
I don't want to set the world on Peter. I don't want to. That was Kermit, not Peter.
What's been shaking your ass?
I watched the Three Body Problem Netflix adaptation. It was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. I tried to listen to that book on audiobook many years ago, and it was completely fucking impenetrable. But it couldn't get fucking anywhere into it. It was so confusing. I don't know why I found it so confusing because on TV it was very followable. But yeah, it's a good show if you like you know, little sci-fi stuff. So yeah, had to recommend.
I did not watch it, but I feel like I did because I watched Trixie and Katya's Drag Queens Who Like to Watch.
That's funny.
Their commentary on it. Which that is a show that I, through them watching it, I'm like, I would not like this because again, my existential dread of like.
I think you really wouldn't like that part of it for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
my God. Well, you can actually, if you want more existential dread, you can follow Alf on Instagram at Alfred Innit. The show on Instagram at Review Review, Reddit r/ReviewReview. And we are on Discord, Review Review. And Jeffrey James and I, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff, where we do monthly Zardies. That's a Zoom party. And they are so fun, you guys. We just have a blast. Every month is a different theme. And it is just, we have a great community there. Come hang out with us.
You said that like there was going to be something else.
Nope.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspa, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXX.com for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show, we're always saying it. We are never not saying it.
What we're saying is that we're miming eating apples right now.
Mm.
That's what's going on.
Well, as we say every week.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.